The Visa's She's Next program is on the lookout for female entrepreneurs. It has five €10,000 grants and a year's worth of coaching to give away to five female entrepreneurs right across the country. Well, to tell us all about it, about who could benefit from it, I'm joined on the line now by one of the judges of the Visa's She's Next programme. It's entrepreneur Pamela Laird of the brand Moxie Loves. And any fans out there of the UK Apprentice will know her from the 2019 series when she got down to the final five. Well, I'm delighted to say now that Pamela joins me on the line. Pamela, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me.
So a lot of people will know you from the Apprentice back in 2019. You got down to the final five. How has life been since then?
Yes, you might know me from there. Absolutely. Oh, like The Apprentice was a fantastic experience. Of course, we were hit with COVID shortly after it finished airing, but still, it was an amazing opportunity and business is booming. Our UK is still our number one market. Actually, at the minute, I'm completing an MBA. I started that full time last August, so I'm almost finished, which is great. So yeah, I like to pile it on, Mary.
Absolutely. And your business, Moxie Loves, for anyone who doesn't know what or isn't aware of it, will you tell us about it?
Yes, it's a waterless beauty brand. So we've got skincare and hair care that contains no water. So our big mission is that by 2025, 5 billion people face water shortages. So we're trying to remove all the water from skincare and hair care for a more sustainable product. We're in a lot of pharmacies like Boots, and we're just about to launch into Lloyd's Pharmacy across the UK, which is really exciting.
Fantastic. So yeah, you're an ideal person, I suppose, to be involved in Visa's She's Next programme. It's offering five female founders in Ireland grants of €10,000 plus a year's coaching. So really valuable for anybody who is starting out or trying to push forward in their business.
Absolutely. This is so aligned for me. Honestly, I really, really believe in supporting female founders, women entrepreneurs, anyone in that space. And I think Visa are doing a fantastic job. They've partnered with the iFund Women Network, which will really help with the mentorship. So aside from the amazing €10,000, which I can tell you would have been very helpful in my journey over the years, it's fantastic that there's also that year's worth of mentoring too, because you can be at a point where you just really need a little bit of guidance, a little bit of help of kind of how to grow, where to go next. And they've actually added two brand new categories this year, which really opens it up to so many different business types.
And can you talk to us about those categories then?
Yes, absolutely. So there's micro business, which is for smaller businesses with no more than two employees. There's early stage businesses. So these are incorporated within the last 24 months, but they must be operating for 6 months at least. Small businesses, so that's fewer than 50 employees. And the two brand new ones are change makers. So that's a social enterprise or community-based enterprise or business that just show great efforts for sustainability. And then innovation and technology. So that's fintech, tech, engineering, medicine, or any business that's used technology to grow.
Okay. As women entrepreneurs, maybe they needed more of a helping hand than men. Research last year showed that about a third of startups or early stage startups were women compared to men.
Yes. And I think it's great that it's showing, you know, a trajectory of encouraging more women to enter the space. But I think still we are the minority in terms of grants that we get, in terms of funding. I think women often, there's statistics out there, ask for a lot less in terms of fundraising and bank loans and all that kind of stuff. So I think having something dedicated to women entrepreneurs is really needed. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the mentoring part of this, you know, is that something that you as a business person or someone who started out and built their own business, is that something that you would think would be very helpful for anyone who is trying to push on in business?
Absolutely. To have that kind of trusted confidant, maybe who's been there before or who might be able to open doors for you or just help you kind of make your path into the next stage of your business is fantastic. It can be difficult. It's quite lonely. Being an entrepreneur, you're out there on your own, a business owner. It can be hard to find someone that you can confide in and really ask the advice. And to have someone with you for a year on that journey is incredible. Like I would say to anybody, get yourself a mentor. But the people that Visa and the iFund Women will have access to will be top of the line and really geared towards where you want to take your business to next.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose getting involved in anything like this, it's a huge opportunity to network as well. And that's so important when you are in business.
Definitely. And I think the platform that this gives you, like the previous winners, if you pop onto the iFundWomen.com/Visa Ireland, you'll see some of the previous winners and how this has really helped their business. It's given them a great profile. All of that really aids into growing and getting opportunities. So I think it encompasses such a wide range of support for your business for the entire year and then onward.
So for anyone who is thinking of maybe applying, what's the application process like?
Do you know what? I actually went through it myself. So before I stand by anything or promote anything, I always have a good look myself. And look, there's no doubt that these application forms can be intimidating. I have a few little tips that will help. So I actually went on myself and I copied and pasted all of the questions into a Word document. And that just allows you to kind of work your way through the document. It's so easy. Honestly, this form is a lot less than I've ever been asked in terms of application forms. Now, I'm not eligible to apply, but I did just want to see for myself how difficult it is. And honestly, having it in a Word document makes it so easy. You can just go back, alter your answers, make sure you're kind of covering everything you want to get to across the form without the pressure of an online form. You know, you feel like you kind of have to keep moving on. So definitely copy and paste it down and just make sure you get across your ambition, what you see next for the business, and pick your category. So there's a little bit more detail than I've given today on what each category has. So make sure you're entering the right category for your business to give yourself the best chance.
And I suppose, look, maybe if you're not successful this year, there's no harm in going through that process, because it can be good to sit down and to think about those kind of questions about your business, about where you are and where you want to go. Because I suppose when you are running a business, you don't always have time to do that.
Exactly. And that's the one thing, by taking kind of the questions and saving them in a Word document, you'll always have those paragraphs about you, about your business. So when you've written them once, they're there for you. So I would say enter. Look, if you're not in, you can't win. So there are people previously who've won who maybe didn't win the first year and won the second year. And I just think that's fantastic. Keep going. If you aren't in, you can't win.
Absolutely. And tell us about the closing date. When do people need to get those applications in by?
So you've got to get them in by the 21st of July. So we've got another month to go, roughly. So make sure you get yours in on time. You absolutely want to make sure. And it's ifundwomen.com/visa Ireland.
Okay. And as you mentioned, iFund Women are involved in this, and Visa, the global leader in digital payments, are also involved in this program as well.
That's right. Yeah, two great companies. And this is the third year in a row, and they've actually increased the prize fund year on year, which is fantastic.
Okay. Well, look, Pamela, thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully there'll be plenty of applicants from Kerry and plenty of successful ones at that too.
Oh, I hope so. I'm judging the early stage category, so I'm really excited to see some of the applicants. So get your applications in.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.